On the telephone is our good friend Marty Hawk. She joins us every Wednesday morning, the county councilwoman. What a difference a year makes, Marty, as everything was rearranged at your reorganization meeting last night. Tell us what's happening now for 2015 in the Monroe County Council.
Well, we had the end of the era of President McKim and Rick Dietz being the president and the vice president. They served for 2 years. That's a fairly big job, and so they were ready to hand it off, I think. So
I thought usually the person who was sitting at the basically the deputy position usually moved up into the president's position.
Well,
and that
not
didn't
always.
Happen. Not it, always, obviously.
It's not always, and of course it depends on what their business schedule is and whether or not they feel like they can work that in.
Or running for mayor.
Or running for mayor. And I do not know the answer to that question.
I was wondering if you did.
Well, I really do not know. I mean, it's certainly been discussed in the paper, and of course, if he was a candidate for mayor, it would not be a good thing for him to be council president. I don't think that he would think
too
that
hard
would
to
be
wear those hats.
Oh, too much work. Yeah, I understand that. I'm just curious as to why he didn't step up to the president.
Right.
Margaret is wondering aloud, and people can draw their own conclusions. I think that's very that's fair.
Right, and many of us thought that he might, and but if. If it is to be President Munson, I think we're going to have a good year. And Shelley Yoder is going to be the vice president. And so I look forward to a good year working with the council.
And everybody's on their committees and everything else. Did you get exactly what you wanted, Marty?
Now, come on.
Yeah,
I don't even ask because I understand that the majority rules and they should appoint their caucus, in their caucus of people that they want to be on these boards.
Have they found a way to gerrymander you out of your district yet? Have they?
I'm surprised if they haven't.
Oh, I just have to wake up every morning and say, okay, now where is it I'm supposed to be?
Put your roots down.
Actually, I was the only no vote on the boards and commission appointments, and that was in the paper today. I was questioned after the meeting why I was the only no vote, and
because your constituents told you.
Well, I do listen. I do listen to the people who send me there to be their voice, and because of the way the plan commission appointment is from the council, that appointment is Lee Jones, and she works really hard at what she's doing. She's very passionate about it. But it's going in a direction that is not the direction from what I've been hearing from the people in my district. That's not the direction they want to go. They're particularly concerned about that 25-year
limitation on
on use of property and what you can do with it. So I just simply was not able to support that appointment. But, you know, there's rules and regulations that we follow in county government, and it's something called an ordinance. And when you have an ordinance, then that's your rule. That's how you
it's
follow.
It's not a suggestion
it's
or a direction.
It's the law, correct?
It's what we put in place and say, this is not like how we'd like for you to do. This is what you must do. So now I'm not speaking of the plan commission. Now I'm speaking of how it affects the plan commission. We have a zoning ordinance that covers the appointment for the citizen members. And that zoning ordinance number is, I'll get it for you in a minute. But at any rate, it covers what it is that is required. That the zoning ordinance number is 822-3. Now, the reason why your people that are listening might want to know that is because there's a lot of discussion about whether or not the appointment that the county commissioners put out to be an appointment for the plan commission, whether or not they met the guidelines. And remember, they were split on a 4-4 vote about whether or not this 25-year situation was going to stay in there. It's now over on the commissioner's desk, and they have 90 days within which to respond. If they do not respond back to the plan commission, then that just means it's dead in the water. It appears to me that they want to try to go ahead and get that other ninth member appointed to the plan commission. So if they have to,
well, they've put that ninth member off so long, why do they want to hurry up and do it now?
Well, because if they have to send it back for any changes, it has to be voted on.
Now they need that ninth member. They need the ninth beetle, huh?
Right, and they have to make sure, if you want your point of view represented, you want to make sure that the person you appoint agrees with what you're trying to put forward. And I understand that's the way it works. However,
by our
very own ordinance 822-3, in part it says a citizen member must be a resident of the county planning jurisdictional area, and the member that they appointed lives in the city. Now,
so how can they appoint them?
They own property in the county.
Because there is a state rule, and of course we can't do anything. The state doesn't give us the direction of how we're supposed to be doing it. But the state rule does allow the counties to have a resident who lives in the city as long as they own property outside in the planning jurisdiction of the county. However, there's another part of the rule that says we could do it one way or we could do it the other way. We could do it the way we have it. So we're not in out of step with what the state says we have to do. So it can either be a resident of the unincorporated area of the county or... And remember that word "or," that's a pretty big word. We can either do it that way, or it could be someone who is a resident of the county who also is an owner of real property located in whole or in part in the unincorporated area. So
Marty, at the bottom line here is, though, that as the state law gives you the general parameters, but when you write an ordinance in the county, then that is supposed to take precedence as long as it follows what the state has in mind.
Right. If they give you an option, then you can choose from your option. And the choice was made to do it in this manner. So
we're supposed to be doing it and picking an actual resident of the county, not somebody who maybe just owns property in the county. So now that you've clarified that according to what you're saying, but the county attorneys claim that this is legal. So now where are we at?
Well, I haven't heard him say that it is legal. I think he has said they are interpreting it to mean such and such. But you have to remember, when you have an attorney who represents their client, what are they going to say their client's wrong? So, at any rate, it...
What's it going to take to get this person pumped off of this commission, then?
Well, it just seems to me that what we have to do is we all have to look at this Indiana code and see that it says that we can do it one way or the other. Right now, our ordinance says that we are going to do it in the manner of the appointed citizen member must be a resident of the county. And if the powers that be decide that's not the choice that they want to make, then that ordinance needs to be changed.
Well, but they can't change it after the fact.
Well, I'm not an attorney. I'm trying not to play one here. But sometimes you really have to do your own homework if you're going to...
Who's
going to
quote-unquote fight this?
I beg your pardon?
Who's going to quote-unquote fight this?
There's a lot of people very upset with this appointment.
Well, that's my point. Is Margaret going to go sue somebody to get this fought? Like you mentioned, the county attorney is the county attorney. The county attorney is going to cover the county. They're not going to worry about anybody else.
Where's
the uprising? Where's the anger? Where's the protest? Or is it just, well, just let us know how it happens in a year?
No, the room has been full of protesters. And it's not, I know that the realtor seems to be leading the way. And as full disclosure here, yes, I am a proud member of the Bloomington Board of Realtors and have been since the 1970s. But this is not just what I would think about something, because when I put a vote out there, I have to vote to represent the people in my district. And I've been hearing from people who own ground in my district, which is Bean Blossom and Richland and Van Buren and Clear Creek and Indian Creek. They're saying, look, we don't want someone to tell us we can't do something with our ground for 25 years. If we break off a portion of it, then we have to wait for 25 years. And they're saying, I'll be dead and gone before I can do anything else with it. Now, there's a lot of other stipulations in there and things that might be able to be worked out, but right now they're just not real pleased with the way it's going on.
Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She joins us every Wednesday morning to keep our eye on what's happening in county government and county finance, because that is Monroe County Council's arm. We talked about salary ordinances for the last couple of weeks. Where does that stand? What information, if any, did you get on that moving forward? Because last time we talked, if people don't remember, you can listen to it at WGCLradio.com. Just go to the Glass in the Morning blog from, let's see, the 7th. You can listen to that. And Marty, we were talking about, well, the payroll's just not coming in maybe the way it should be. If you get a raise on September 1st, it shouldn't start on January 1st. It should start on September 1st, et cetera, et cetera. Any update on that situation?
Well, the auditor was missing in action again last evening, two meetings in a row. Census has all happened.
There's an Amy Gertzman joke in here somewhere, and I just can't make ends meet. You have to go to these meetings? That's not required, is it?
Well, he is required to either be there or to send somebody there, and he did send somebody.
Well, there you go. He's covered. What are you worried about?
Right. But it's really difficult to ask these questions of a staff member when really the staff member did not make these decisions. So I understand that.
Sounds legal to me.
Well, that's the reason why, once again, we're talking about an ordinance. This is not a maybe. This is not something that, well, just one person can just pick it up and say, well, I'm going to start doing it a different way. And so if it is open to interpretation, if there's something that's not as clear as it ought to be, then point out to us where you believe it is something different than anybody else has thought it was for the past, two decades. And let's talk about it before you start changing things around. But he was not there to answer that question, so I'm hoping that at the work session that he will bring forth some information for us to look at. And indeed, he has said many other counties are doing it this way. Then bring us their salary ordinance. Let's see where ours is wrong somehow, so that our legal department can get in there and get it changed so that we all understand and it's very clear what it says. And
you got enough lawyers in your legal department to handle all this stuff?
But Marty, I'm going to go back to what I said before. You can't go and just do something and say, okay, well, the ordinance doesn't match what I'm doing, because that's You're violating the ordinance. So how do they do this, and how do they justify it when they're not following the rules as they're written, and then they want to go back and change them because now it's not convenient?
Well, I think we'll know more after our next work session if indeed they bring forward the where they think that they are interpreting that salary ordinance to say one thing when throughout the last two decades, there's not been a question as to when the new salary begins. It just does not seem appropriate that we would have one group of elected officials being paid at a 2014 pay rate and another group of elected officials being paid for the same time.
I agree with you, Marty. I think it's insanity.
And you know what? It's not a huge amount of money, but it the thing that worries me the most is that we should not any of us think that one or two people can just up and change things for all of county government because they do not have the authority. In my opinion,
you're right. They don't. And the other thing about it too, Marty, is that if anybody in business tried to pull this, you think if someone in a business here, a local business, was doing this, and someone in county government found out about it, they would be having it across the paper. They would be making, you know, protests out in front of their business. I'm going to pay you this amount of money, you know, in 2014. But everybody else gets to be paid something different.
And very quickly, I wanted to move on to Salt Waste District. I watched their meeting the other day, and they came to together to see the opening of bids for their facility where they're going to hopefully grow their that's what they hope to do, grow their services. And they opened up the bid, and it was once again to somebody sending something back. There was no bid on it, on the facility. So that's not help much to go ahead and get the equipment to operate their venture without the facility to do it. So it makes you wonder if the request for a proposal was not clear, or why is it that nobody wants to bid on building this facility?
That's because everybody's too busy.
But having to do with that, you know, we were concerned a few weeks ago about whether or not there would be someone show up who is a member of the Board of Zoning Appeals after stating publicly that these changes would be made by the Board of Zoning Appeals to assist Salt Waste District. And, of course, you cannot do that. You can't say, well, make up their mind how they're going to vote before the meeting. And thankfully, he did not show up for that vote. He recused himself, as he ought to have done.
Interesting. So the next meeting for you guys is when?
Well, it will be our work session, as always, the fourth Tuesday of the month. And so that's when we will hopefully find out something more about the salary ordinances and see where we go and how that's going to be worked out. But I just think that we have to respect the rules that all of us need to follow, and we'll all get along a whole lot better.
Well, I'll hold my breath.
Yeah, really.
And we'll talk to you next week. We always appreciate your time.
Have a great day, Marty.
Thank you. You too.